here to prove. My cup will be empty, cause you'll never steal my you. I was born to live beside you, but you're trying to stop me grow. Now I'm living on the run from all this hatred you now love. You say it only rains from the heavens above. Speed up darkness, lights our way. We set our course for another day. No bitterness will bite my tongue. Speed up darkness has pity, but you'll never understand how a boy can grow and still never be a man. I will trade the sun for nothing and the glance of a star. If you could just remember rains of dust is all we are.
This is the Absolute Deicide from the Grunt Free Press. Fuck. This is, the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 19. I'm already stumbling. I'm all alone over here. I'm by myself. I'm doing a solo episode. This is pure absolute deicide. I know you guys are missing Clay right now. We had some trouble. We were out in the wasteland trying to topple over a Brahmin and fucking, I don't know, we just got lost. I think he's out there somewhere. But he might join us in the second act. We'll see. After we take a break, I set up a radio beacon. I've been sending out some messages. Hopefully, his pit boy picks it up, and he might get it and respond. But you know, the show's got to go on. Can't wait. As harsh as it is out there, the waste, I got to go on. All right. Gruntfreepress.com is the name of my website. If you don't know, check it out. I haven't, put up too much content as of late. I've just been playing games, which I know is crazy. Sounds crazy, but there's a lot of good games out right now, and it's tough to, get stuff, up and written and fucking posted and edited and all that shit. So, I've been playing a lot of games, but what I did do is, I got my Hitbox channel set up there. It's right in the main page. I fixed it up a little bit. This is a full window. You can see the video and the chat. Now it seems to work pretty well. I centered it. It's another good thing. I found out how to center stuff on my page, which, you know, sounds simple. And all you got to do is type, like, bracket center, bracket uncenter, all that shit, to do it. But, you know, I'm an idiot, so I just figured it out now. So went back and fixed a lot of shit, so it looks a little bit prettier. You know, I like my site nice and pretty. Check it out, gruntfreepress.com. And if you want to have any feedback, anything on the site, you can, you know, there's all sorts of forms. I know it's kind of dead there now. But don't be shy. I'm not that much of an asshole. Just a little bit. If you have any questions or comments or concerns about this podcast, again, you can email podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Haven't gotten it yet. I don't know. I just, you know, kind of starting to think nobody listens to this. It's just, I don't know why. I mean, it's pretty quality stuff. I do, like, no advertising, no nothing. Just, kind of my philosophy. Just, you know, fucking straight up. I don't give a shit. Pretty much do it for myself, but I'll tell you right now, compared to a lot of the podcasts I listen to, man, this is up there. As, top tier, top shelf ear food. Let's get right into it. Again, just hope fucking Clay pops up at some point. Yeah, start off, I've been playing some Star Wars Battlefront. If you don't know what that is, it's pretty much, people have been asking me as I've been playing on the stream, like, you know, is it worth it? Is it worth $60? I mean, that's the whole thing. It's an online-only game, you know, and there's no campaign. Is it worth $60? You know, people are saying it's not. I mean, it is. I mean, fucking put it this way. If you like Star Wars, you like Battlefield, it's pretty much that. There's a shit ton of modes. I mean, you can find what you like. I like certain ones, you know, rather than other ones. And some people might like, you know, shit I don't fucking give a shit about. Who knows? I mean, just fucking try. I don't think any of the modes are really bad. I mean, fucking, there's nothing I've heard at all. Fucking, I've heard Fighter Squadron sucks, which is pretty much just, it's all ship combat. So it's just, you know, ships fighting ships. Yeah, I actually like that. I mean, it's real fucking simple. It's easy. I mean, I just fucking, yeah, all you gotta do is pretty much fly around and fucking hold the left trigger and it, locks on to ships in front of you, and you just pull the right trigger, and fucking tracks. I mean, he's gonna line up your ship a little bit. It's fucking super simple. It's just arcade-y garbage. But it's fun, dude. It's fucking real simple, fucking fun, stupid, fucking ship-to-ship combat. I enjoy it. Yeah, there's little ups, all in that mode are, like, real low. I mean, you can see, like, it'll refresh your ship, or, like, repair it. Like, just repair your ship if you hurt. Some of them are, it might fucking, like, give you, like, a little shield or something. Then, you know, the big ones is, like, the hero tokens, like, in the regular, most of the games. Pick that up, dude. You'll be, if you're on the Empire, you'll be Slave 1 Boba Fett ship. And if you're on the Rebel side, you're the Millennium Falcon. And those ships are pretty much fucking, like, impossible to kill, dude. And they're fucking brutal. You know, you can fucking, if you see the, you know, the fucking murder or anything. And if you're not those ships, you see them, dude. They're pretty slow. I mean, you can get up behind them, fucking shoot the shit out of them, but I mean, it's tough to fucking kill them, but you get a ton of points doing that, so, yeah, that's the fun part of that, one of the fun parts. Just flying around's fun, too. It's a fucking fun mode. It's fucking so stupid, dude. You hear fucking people like, oh, it's not fucking in space, why are there no space battles? It's like, dude, it's just a fucking background. I mean, how, probably be even easier, dude. They wouldn't have to make a fucking background. Just fucking, what, a fucking, you want a black screen with some fucking stars, you know? A couple little white dots, and you can say you're in space. Like, it's fucking stupid, I don't know. I fucking hate people. I hate the internet. I hate fucking everybody younger than me. They all seem to be fucking idiots. But, yeah, dude, the other one fucking cool mode is Heroes versus Villains, which is kind of like, reminds me a little bit of Breakout from Halo 5, I mean, a little bit, just because it's fucking, it's round-based, so you get 5 rounds, and then first to 5 wins, I think. Excuse me. It's actually a lot slower than fucking Breakout, obviously. I mean, you fucking, you got 3 heroes, 3 villains, you know, and it's fucking, the Rebel sides, Han Solo, Leia, or Luke, you know, and fucking on the other sides, Darth Vader, the Emperor, and Boba Fett, and they all play differently. They're all fun. Fucking Luke and fucking Vader, dude, are like fucking like brutal fucking tanks, dude. It's real fun, just fucking, you know, force pushing people or fucking choking somebody, or you can, if you hold the left trigger, you deflect everybody's shot, so, sends it back to him, you can kill him that way, you know. It's pretty fun. And, yeah, if you fucking get, like, Luke and Vader, like, going on, you're, like, fucking fighting each other, dude, that happened to me a couple times. That shit's fucking fun as shit, because it's, like, you know, you can fucking, it's like a real fucking battle, dude. You can fucking bash, you can fucking, like, you know, fucking, you can block each other's fucking swipes, dude, and the fucking, their lightsabers, dude, you can fucking, you know, each get, like, the special abilities, so you fucking push in, you choke in, you fucking, like, you know, doing little rushes and shit. It's real cool, dude. That shit's fun. Yeah, yeah. I'm fucking probably gonna stick with it for a while. I mean, I think I said it before, dude. It's, like, the complete opposite of fucking Halo 5. Like, Halo 5's just, like, hardcore fucking competitive fucking, like, precise fucking, like, shooting, you know, and it's fucking Battlefront's just casual, just go in, fuck around, fucking, you know what I mean, fucking drop in and out of games, like, it doesn't matter if you fucking win, you lose, like, just try to get points, try to level up, try to fucking dick around, like, have fun, fucking crash your ship into fucking another ship, just fuck around. It's good shit, though. I really do like it. I think I like it more than I thought I would. Like, I played the beta. I'm like, ah, yeah, it's probably going to get old, but, you know, I'll be fucking playing, like, something else. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to, you know, before I go to bed, you know, I was fucking throwing Star Wars for, like, an hour or something. Then it's like, yeah, I kind of want to get off. Like, this is fucking fun, dude. There's a lot of shit to do. Good shit. It's something about there being some kind of glitch, some fucking infinite health glitch or bug or some shit, and, like, I didn't look into it too much, but, something about if you're, on the Empire, you're in a speeder or something, or a TIE fighter or some shit, you fucking, like, crash, and fucking, you, like, you respawn, you have infinite health, like, you know, I read something on, like, some other, you know, other sites, and fucking in comments, people are, you know, people making a big deal out of it, like, oh, the game's ruined now because of this glitch, so I figured it'd be, like, something, you know, I've been through that before with games, like, I remember, like, Gears was real bad about that, Gears of War, like, a couple Halo maps, too, like, people, like, get outside the maps, or, like, you fall outside the map, and nobody can hurt you, but you can fucking, or see you, and you can see them, and it's just fucking, you know what I mean, or, the big one there, what was it, it was Modern Warfare 2. I think it was infinite javelins or some shit. Like the fucking like rocket launches that lock onto people. What was a glitch you could just... I never did it, dude. I don't... You know, it's fucking... That shit's fucking pretty gay. Like fucking... I don't know why you'd... Why you'd play a game like that. Like fucking, you know... Multiplayer game. You have fucking God mode on. I don't know what the point is of fucking... Playing the game. But... Yeah, fucking there's some javelin glitch, and it's, like, one of those things, like, people figure it out, and then, like, it just, like, spreads. And, like, everybody does it, dude, and it's, like, fucking, you know, it's just fucking, if you're not gonna play like a fucking faggot, you know, like, fucking why, it's, like, impossible to play, it's fucking, you know, it's just stupid. But, yeah, so I fucking heard about that for Battlefront, and I was like, oh, great, you know, if I'm reading about this, I'm, like, fucking, like, these fucking news sites, I'm sure, as soon as I go in, that's all I'll see. I played a good, like, 2 hours, today, or yesterday, and fucking, I didn't see anything, it was fucking fine, so I don't know if they fixed it, or people blowing that out of proportion, but, yeah, it was fucking fine. I don't know, still a fucking fun game. Good shit. Yeah. I recommend it. I mean, the other thing, too, people are saying, like, oh, it's gonna... You know, it's gonna die. They have like the season pass for all the maps, and it's like $50. And who's gonna spend $50 for it? It's gonna split the player base up. But I mean, like, dude, I bought the season pass, dude. I'm fucking like, I don't know. I ended up doing that just because fucking I like, you know, I like fucking Star Wars. I like the game, dude. It's something I'll play for a long time. You know, I think other people are thinking the same thing. Like fucking, like, dude, like whatever, dude. I mean, I might not play it like religiously, like every fucking day, but it's something I'll fucking hop back into every now and then and play for a couple hours. And just, you know, once you have that pass, it's like you go in. There's a bunch of shit there, extra shit to fucking, you know, you didn't have before. You can just stick around with it. So, whatever. I mean, fucking like. You know, it's DICE and fucking they're still doing, like, new shit for, like, Battlefield fucking 4, which came out, like, 2.5 years ago or some shit. I mean, they're real good, dude, about fucking this. Same with Fallout and shit. It's like, dude, like, there's certain companies, like, dude, they say Season Pass, dude. I mean, they fucking have, like, just this track record of, dude, they're gonna be supporting this shit for a while, and it's not gonna be bullshit they're putting out. And it's like Star Wars, like, dude, it's, that game is big enough that... Even if the fucking, like, a quarter of the fucking people fucking who play that game, you know, who bought that game fucking buy the season pass, so you're still not going to have a problem fucking finding games, you know. Pretty big hit, as far as I know. I mean, fucking, how could it not be, you know, and it's fucking fun, too, so. Yeah, that's, Star Wars. It's, yeah, Segway, something clever, Segway, blah, 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 Tomb Raider. Rise of the Tomb Raider, I ended up beating that, and, yeah, dude, that's a good fucking game. I've said it before, but, man, that's fucking, it is good shit, especially, dude, the ending. Ending is fucking incredible. You're not gonna, it's not really much to spoil. I mean, it's not like a big, like, twist or anything. It's pretty straightforward, but, I'll say, dude, you end up, in, like, an underground city. Sounds weird, but if you read, like, Lovecraft and shit, like, fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, a city underground, like, in a cave and shit, and it's fucking, everything's just, like, blue and fucking, like, weird, fucking cool-looking, dude, all these fucking, like, old-school, like, you know, fucking Greek ruin-looking fucking buildings, dude, and it's just fucking, dude, just the entire ending is just fucking just ridiculous. It's just fucking, like, balls out, just all action, and it's like, you know, it's not just, like, one scene. Like, there'd be, like, this one fucking, like, you know, giant set piece scene, and you're like, oh, that's cool, dude. Now it's gonna, like, slow down for a little bit, you know? Fucking, like, go into, like, a little character moment, fucking, you know, slow down, give you a little breathing room, but it's like, no, dude. As soon as you fucking, like, hit that city, dude, it's just, everything's just nuts, dude, for, like, fucking, like, oh, like, the last, like, 2-3 hours of the game is just fucking insane. Like, it's fucking awesome. Fucking loved it. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I will say I'm maybe not, like, as blown away by it as I was from the last game, like, the, you know, when they redid the Tomb Raiders. It's not, like, that new. Just because that, you know, the 2013, I think it was 2013, the rebooted Tomb Raider was like, dude, I never fucking seen anything like this before, dude. Like, you know, it's like, you know, Uncharted, like, whatever, dude, fucking Prince of Persia climbing, like, you know, but just the way it was, like, tuned and shit, like, the Metroid style, upgrade your shit, fucking go back, find other shit, you know, find shit you couldn't go to places you couldn't go to before, and, like, you know, that was fucking cool. It's just like a step up from that, like, a little smoother, fucking more polished version of that, you know, couple new things thrown in here and there, but, you know, it didn't, like, blow me away like that game did, but it's, you know, it's probably technically, like, objectively a better game, like, a better version of that. Like, if I went back to the 2013 one, I'd be like, you know what I mean, like, fucking, I'd rather play Rise of the Tomb Raider, but just, like, time and place, just, you know what I mean, I've already fucking seen that shit, so it's not, like, brand new on me, but I'm not like shit talking it, dude. It's a fucking awesome game, dude. Everybody should fucking play it. It's not that difficult at all, you know. One thing I will say, maybe it's a little too easy. I mean, I was playing on, like, the, not like the hardest, like, hardcore fucking difficulty, but the one below that, and, you know, it's the combat, you can die quick and shit. Once you figure it out, it's like, hey, there's certain things you can do, you're pretty much not gonna die that often. It's pretty easy. But, yeah, whatever, dude, it's just a fucking adventure, fucking shooting game, you know, fucking whatever. But, yeah, it's fucking super fun, dude. I fucking loved it. Loved it a lot, dude. And then one thing I was, like, worried about, there were certain places where it was, like, you know, you just collect shit on the map and it shows you where things are. You can collect little relics and coin caches and stuff. I was worried. I'm like, dude, I can't, like, certain places I can't get back to. Like, the place you start at, like, it shows on the map, it's just a square or a rectangle, like, it's like Afghanistan or some shit or whatever. But it's completely separated from fucking the rest of the game, you know, and you can usually fast travel between fires and shit to get to old places you've been if you can't, like, physically get up and around and shit to where it was. So I was worried about that. I'm like, dude, it's kind of dumb that you can't go back to those same places you were at. But it turns out, I was maybe a little too OCD about, like, collecting everything fucking before I moved on to that game. Maybe I was slowing it down a little bit too much trying to, you know, grab shit, and some shit you can't grab until you have, you know, certain equipment, and, yeah, same shit I said about, like, you know, Bioshock, like, you know, that shit's cool though, if you want to take a break and just, you know, dick around for a little bit and find stuff, but don't make that your primary goal. Try to push forward, and if you really do need a, you know, breather, a break, just calm down and get a couple of them. Don't try to vacuum cleaner up every area. And I was explaining about having to press in the right stick to do the little ping every time, and it changes the, makes everything black and white looking and highlights all the collectibles and stuff. Yeah, you know, if you're not that crazy, you know, not that nuts about picking every little thing up, just maybe not hit that so much, and maybe it'd be a better, you know, I kind of might have not ruined it. I love that. Again, I fucking love the game, but probably would have had a better experience if I just laid back on that a little bit. Laid off it a little bit, but still a good game. I mean, 100% loved it. Every minute of it I loved. Definitely check it out if you have an Xbox. If you don't have an Xbox, probably buy an Xbox at this point. Not be a queer. Do plan on writing a review at some point. There are extra modes in there I might want to dick around with before I do, but still, there's little extras. It's like little challenge modes, and you are in card packs as you're playing, because everybody has to have card packs now. But just dicking around with that. Yeah, just little challenges, combat challenges. You can make shit hotter and just like a get the most points out of this fucking type of deal. But that's just extra shit. Like, I don't know. I don't really care about it too much. I'd rather just focus on the game. So I might write up that review at some point. I mean, I will write it. Hopefully, if I fucking get through all this shit. There's just fucking so many fucking games. So many games I gotta fucking play. So, some point, I promise, that'll come. I know everyone's bated breath for my excellent reviews. So, that'll come. Halo 5. I've been playing a lot of that, too. Just going back. One of those, main game is Fallout. I'll talk about that later. After the first break. And hope I get maybe a guest appearance coming in here. We'll see. We'll see if we get the slick bunny coming. But, so I'm going back to Halo. Again, same thing. Almost like Battlefront, I'll be playing, Fallout. And as I'm getting off, I'm like, dude, I should fucking just throw in Halo. And it's just fucking, that game's just so good. Still, I'm talking about it for fucking months, I know. But fucking, it's just amazing. Fucking just, again, standard fucking online shooter. So good. So they ended up adding Big Team Battle finally this week. Waiting is probably like a week later than I thought it was going to be, but whatever. I mean, it's there. There's four maps right now. They're all made in Forge, like they're Forge maps, they're not hand built. I mean, they might have gone through and shaped it up a little, polished it a little bit more than you could do yourself on Forge, but who knows, because Forge isn't here yet either. But all four of them too are remakes of older maps, older Big Team maps from the old games. They pretty much just took a best of handpicked those four maps and remade them and made sure they worked with the new, all the abilities and clambering and shit from Halo 5. So they don't look amazing. It's not going to blow you away. It definitely looks simple, but they play amazing. That's the thing that matters. And they look nice and clean, so it's not, you're not getting muddled up trying to find people. Everything is just, all the lines are clean. The bag, everything just looks fucking clean. So, heard people complaining about that. Oh, the maps look like shit. It's like, not that they look like shit. They just look like simple, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. I don't have a problem with it as long as it plays good, and it does. So they're all, and they should, because, again, they're classic Big T map, so they're not going to play terribly, it's kind of chaotic, I think. Just eight people, eight on eight on those maps. It's a lot of, you just fucking spawn in and get shot from eight different places, and fucking as soon as you spawn, there's people all over the place, still like my go-to. So I do like Big Team, but I still like just regular Team Slayer. It's still my go-to. I try dicking around with all this shit. I do like, I said before, I like Capture the Flag in this now. I used to hate Capture the Flag. A lot of the objective types or even strongholds and shit, like, that's all fun. I mean, I never used to like to avoid that. Like, my routine and a lot of the other Halos is just fucking straight in. As soon as I boot it up, I just go to Team Slayer and I just stay in it. That's what I stay in for all day for fucking years, It's Team Slayer, and fucking if I was somebody else who wanted, let's play objective. We played like two objective games and just be like, I'm holding the flag or some shit and caps the flag, crouch behind a wall somewhere. I'm like, dude, this shit's fucking boring. I want to play fucking Team Slayer. But yeah, the way it is, all the abilities and shit, just the way the maps are, it makes those game types fun for me. Again, it's not too, like, weighty, fucking waiting around, doing shit, fucking camping shit, It's fun. I think they've been saying they got to add an unranked list, like a social list for Slayer, because right now everything's ranked except Warzone's not officially ranked, but I guess there's some kind of matchmaking depending on how many the types of cards you have, they'll match you up, or how many cards you have, they'll match you up with try to match you up with other people with similar cards, so it's kind of a ranking thing, I guess. I don't know if it even takes skill into account in that playlist or not, but they're talking about just adding just a straight social playlist. You just go in, you're fucking unranked, just complete random teammates, random enemies, and people looking for it. I avoid that shit like the plague. Like, I don't understand people's thought processes, and again, something I may have talked about that before on here, but don't play unranked fucking games. Never, I don't know, like, what the appeal is. And people say, like, oh, I go into ranked, it's too hard, people are too good, or I don't take the game that seriously, so I don't want to play ranked, I just want to go in and just, you know, dick around and have fun and, like, whatever. I mean, you should be able to do that, but you should always go to ranked. I mean, I don't understand, like, that logic. It's like, fucking, you want people matched up with people of your skill, you know? So you should be ranked. You should be ranked with people of your same rank, you know what I mean? Going to unranked, it's just fucking, people like unranked are people who are better than you. I'll put it that way. It's people you would never see in a ranked game, because they'd be too high of a rank for you to face. Like, those are the guys who fucking, oh, let's, you know, let's team up and go into fucking this social playlist with our team, who, you know what I mean, much better than everybody else, and we'll just fucking go and wreck shop. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, you wouldn't even see him before, you know? Or you fucking go, it's just fucking, like, I understand, like, I like the chaos of it, like, whatever, dude, it's all different fucking whatever, everyone's dicking around, like, doing whatever they want. But thing is, you go into that, you're in a room with fucking people better than you. What are you either gonna sit there and fucking all day and get fucking stomped, or you're gonna back out and try again and just hope? So you're pretty much, like, you know, you're pretty much making your own fucking matchmaking fucking ranked playlist by trying to find a room you can be in, or, you know what I mean, a fucking people you can go in and fucking win. Obviously, I mean, that's fucking what you're gonna do if you keep losing, like, 5 times in a row. Like, everybody used to play Call of Duty a lot, and that was never had, like, a real ranking, and just be fucking, like, in. It's just like, my thing. It'd pretty much be like manual matchmaking. It'd be like, if I go into a room and I win, if I won 3 games in a row, I'd back out. I'm like, dude, I shouldn't be in this room. It's too easy for me if it's going to keep winning. So I'd back out and try again. If I fucking lost 3 times in a row, I'd back out and fucking find another room. It's just like, it's unbalanced one way or the other. So I don't understand people's obsession with, oh, I got to go into unranked. Like, you should, everybody from every fucking skill level, dude, should fucking be all about ranked. And I don't like it, dude. I just don't like the fact that they're even giving people that option, you know? I like that. If you're gonna play the game, everything you do is gonna be ranked. Like that's the end of it. Like, don't even give you the fucking option to fucking talk about, like, splitting the fucking community up. You get fucking, again, people, I'm not too good or I want to fucking stomp people that are way worse than me. You get both those groups. They're both gonna go into the unranked, or people just see you like, oh, I don't take it seriously, so I'm just gonna go into fucking, you know what I mean? I'm just gonna go into social or unranked or whatever. It's like, you know, nobody says you have to fucking go into a ranked game thinking, I gotta be a pro, like, I gotta take everything seriously. Like, I don't, dude. I just fucking go in and I just fucking dick around, like, whatever, dude, and just fucking hope that the ranking system's good enough that it's gonna match me up against people I can have fun with. Like, that's the end of it. Whether fun's fucking, I have to win, play to win, like, all out fucking hardcore, or I'm just dicking around and, like, whatever, like, you know, just fucking match me up with people on my skill level, and it's, everything's gonna be fun. Like, that's the end of it. And if not, I mean, that's a fucking, if people are having problems one way or the other, and that's something they gotta work on for the ranking system. And just going, throwing everybody into a fucking pool of play is just unranked, like, whatever, just dick around. Like, that's not gonna help anybody, I don't think. But I don't know. What do I know? They said they're going to do it anyway, so it's fucking... doesn't matter. I'm not going to play it. I'll be in fucking ranked. So, fuck you. Yeah. Not ranked. Pretty much one way or another just means you're a pussy. I mean, that's just the end of it. Speaking of shitty games, dude, I fucking... shitty ranking or shitty teammates. Yeah, big team, dude. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm thinking because maybe it's a fucking, you know, it just came out this week, so maybe the ranks aren't set yet. You know what I mean? It hasn't evened out to where people really are as far as the rankings go. But I had a fucking hell of a time. I keep getting matched up with fucking shitty fucking teammates and. Yeah, I mean, it could be because it's new, and those rankings aren't really set yet. Like, everything else has been out for fucking a month, you know? So everything's had time to even out and shit. But, yeah, dude, fucking big team. It's not, again, dude, I don't give a shit if, like, you're not, you know, if you're bad at the game, dude, I don't give a shit. As long as, like, you're trying, you know what I mean? As long as you're not being a fucking tool, like, that's fine, but... if you're trying, you're getting fucking killed. Like, if you go fucking, like, you know, at 0 and fucking, like, 20, like, whatever, dude. As long as you're fucking, like, you're trying, dude. Maybe you're having a fucking bad day, or maybe you're fucking matched up against people who are better than you. It doesn't matter. As long as you're fucking at least taking shots at fucking, you know, the enemy and shit, that's fine. But fucking, I'm not going to complain about that. Like, it happens to me, dude. I get into some games, and it's just like, dude, I can't do shit. Like, I'm just fucking get murdered every time I fucking spawn, and the whole team surrounding me and shit. Like... whatever, but, yeah, dude, like, fucking, it's, like, big team, dude, like, it seems like I'll get in a fucking game, dude, it's, like, dude, the first thing I do, there's a map, dude, and I'll fucking, like, you know, everybody's fucking rushing the middle of the map, I'll fucking, like, grab a warthog, and it's, like, you know, I'm fucking going up, I'm honking the horn, dude, waiting for people to fucking hop in, dude, and, you know, it'll be, like, fucking four people around, dude, nobody's hopping in, and it's, like, dude, I'm fucking honking the horn, I'm, like, alright, dude, nobody's fucking jumping in, I'm getting shot at, I'm fucking, like, driving around, dude, fucking go around, back, and try not to get killed, dude, fucking beeping the horn, alright, nobody's getting in, and it's, like, dude, they're just, like, standing there in the open, so it's, like, rather than getting here, dude, getting the fucking warthog, dude, you're just gonna stand in the open and get shot by, like, 8 dudes, dude, and just fucking, you know what I mean, like, fucking, what are you doing, like, Jesus Christ, dude, like, getting the fucking... are you that, like, that bad? Like, or you just don't give a shit? Like, not, again, dude, not that I care, but it's like, dude, like, somebody's fucking, one person's in a fucking warthog, dude. There's one person not fucking, you know, playing the fucking shoot across the map with your BR game, dude. So hop in the fucking warthog, you know? Do something. And I stand in the open, get shot, dude. Watch, like, four people just drop one by one, dude, as I'm getting shot. And it's like, dude, get the fuck out of here, dude, you know? Or it's playing, one of the cat, like, big team caps the flag. I fucking, you know, again, people, I'm not a big caps of the flag guy, but, you know, if you know the basics of the rule, you know, basics of the fucking game, there's just certain things you're gonna do. I fucking manage you, like, right off the bat, I manage, I'm like, alright, I'm fucking going, dude, I'm going down one side, I fucking, you know, kill, like, two people, like, whatever, on that side, dude, base is empty, I grab the fucking flag. I'm like, alright, cool, so I'm fucking, like, you know, it's not like I die, like, right at the fucking, in the base, and they just return it, like, I'm fucking, like, going, dude, I'm going towards, as soon as I grab it, I'm looking around, I'm fucking, you know, you can see where your teammates are, I'm like, dude, like, nobody's even, like, anywhere near me, which is fine, I mean, they're doing their own thing, that's maybe why I was able to grab the flag, but as soon as I grab it, I start fucking moving it towards their base, dude, there's, like, no, still nobody around me, they're just off doing their own thing, like, oblivious to what's going on, you know, like, dude, there's nobody around me, fucking get, like, more than, like, halfway to our base, dude, I'm, like, got the flag out in the open, and it's just, like, fucking up, get fucking shot from, like, you know, 2 or 3 fucking people, dude, at once, just drop, and, like, nobody around you, nobody gives a shit, they're just fucking doing their own thing, it's just, like, dude, fuck, Jesus Christ, you know, play the fucking game, you know, again, I'm not like, an elitist, like, dude, I'm fucking, like, pro, and you guys suck, but it's, like, dude, they're just, like, basic shit, just fucking, dude, I don't know, had a hell of a time in fucking big team, teammates that are fucking hot garbage. Yep, that's Halo news for the week. I'm gonna be back with Fallout news for the week after this break. All right, we're back, and by we, I really mean me, again, by myself. Yeah, I just want to apologize, fucking record, just checking before the audio, and yeah, it's fucking weird. I'm getting a different setup, I'm by myself, I'm not on Skype, so I get an air purifier on the ground. I get going, you know, getting cold, there's like 20 degrees outside, so I keep it going, just so, you know, when I'm chain smoking as I do, and I can't open the window, so it's just a little thing on the ground. It's real quiet. I didn't think it'd pick up, but fucking this mic is so goddamn sensitive. I'm like, what the fuck is that? What the hell is that in the back? I don't have an AC. It's something I get going all the time. I didn't even think about that, and I'm on Skype, doesn't pick it up. Apparently it does, and I fucking record it like this, so I apologize for that. As of all the stuttering and the you know and the ums and shit, I mean, I'd apologize for that, but I really don't give a shit. Fuck you. Eat a dick. I don't care. That's how it is. Deal with it. Or don't. Because, again, nobody listens to it. I wonder why. Why nobody listens to it. God knows. Dude, why I fucking record this shit. Yeah. So, Fallout. Let's jump right into it. Fallout. Wandering the Wastes. The Wastes by myself. Yeah, it's fucking cool shit, dude. I finally when I started playing it, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Wasn't like blown away by it at first. I'm like, yeah, I think there's just like so much shit to do. kind of overwhelmed. I didn't know what to do, you know. I'm just like, I was wandering like I usually do. Wander by myself, wander around, just fucking. Yeah, I'll pick up a quest, I'll head in the direction of that quest, and I couldn't really, at first, like, on the map, knew about working through. I haven't played 3 in, like, forever, so I'm not sure how different it is, really. But, yeah, so I'd head towards a quest, and if I see something, if it shows on your compass, on your map, it'll be an outline of a place. And I usually, I head towards the quest marker. If something like that pops up with just the outline, I'm like, oh, what the fuck is that? Like, I'm not, you know, I'll go check it out. Like, fucking, you know, I'll try to, like, clear a lot of the shit out until I'm like, all right, I should just head back on the quest, you know? I couldn't figure out how that worked at first. Like, you know, it's been so long since I played 3, like, I don't know. Or, but yeah, I figured that out now. It's just like, you know, just standard. It's like, no, just go fucking check this shit out. Fucking find shit to clear out this little area. Fucking house or factory. Fucking dick around. Find what I can, grab some power cores, get out, and fucking, you know. I get my routine now, I think, and now I'm just starting to get into it. Like, alright, cool, like, this shit's cool, now I can focus on, like, fucking around with it, you know. So I'm really starting to fucking, again, as I'll fucking sit down and, like, play for, like, I'll be like, oh, I'll just play for a couple hours, do, like, one, it's never, like, one quest, I'll fucking just get lost and fucking, it's done. Like, you know, I'll end up playing, like, 2 hours longer than I wanted to. I think about it, I'm like, wow, I really haven't fucking got shit done. Like, I did, like, nothing, like, at all. But I did. I mean, I'm fucking leveling up and shit. You know what I mean? I'm getting, like, ton of loot and, like, whatever. Like, fucking thing at this point, I probably put, like, 30, maybe, like, 30 hours into it. I think I'm level 25 at this point. 25, 26, something like that. But got a weird fucking, my fucking skills and shit are all over the place. Like, I still don't know how that works. I still can't get, like, a definitive answer about if there's a level cap or not. I keep hearing, oh, no, it's fucking, you know, you can level up as much as you want. You can max all your skills if you're that persistent. I still don't know what a fucking definitive answer. I'll find out. I'll report back on that, because believe me, I'll fucking get to at least 50 at some point. I'm already fucking level 25, and again, I haven't done, like, anything, really, like, anything fucking in the main quest, or even, like, any of the fucking, the side quests, like, the faction quests and shit. Like, I fucking barely fucking did any of that, as I'm fucking hopping around. Like, I'm worried about, so I'm sure there's gonna be a point where it's, you know, once you hit this point, you know, you can't do any of the other, you know, cut off the rest of the factions, so you gotta pick a side. And when, now, the way to do that, if you want to see everything in one playthrough, because, you know, I like these types of games. I'm not big on starting from scratch. Like, once I fucking invest time in a fucking a character in a playthrough, like, that's it. I mean, even if it does cut me off from shit, like, I just feel like, all right, it's cool. I'll just cut off. Like, fucking, that shit I'll never see. I keep hearing fucking shitbags, dude, about fucking, oh, I fucking just scum, save scum my way through, like a fucking, you get to a, like a choice or a, like a speech check, like I'll give you, you know, I'll be talking to somebody, I'll give you like an option to like intimidate somebody or charm your way through it. And if you have, you know, if you have higher charisma, it gives you a better chance of doing it. You know, I hear people just like, oh, you know, just, oh, you know, the way to do it is just save scum it. So it's like, if you fail, just load the save up and go again. It's like, you know, I don't know. That's not how I fucking play games. It's a pretty fucking pussy ass way to do it. It's like, dude, it's just like, dude, I fucking try it. If you fucking fail the speech check, dude, you fail it and you move on. You know, it's not like he's gonna fucking, it's not the end of the game, you know. You fucking, that's just how it worked out, is the way I look at it. It's more interesting that way. So boy, if the game's good enough, it keeps me going. I mean, I'll fucking max out like everything, but at that point, what there will be to do, I don't know, we'll see. But I'll let you know. I'll find out probably by myself before I fucking find any fucking definitive answer, because nobody seems to know. But see, if I hit level 51, I can keep going. I mean, that's pretty much it, unless it's like some weird number, like fucking they do like 60 or some shit, I don't know. But yeah, so my fucking skills are like all over the place, because it's like, I'll start doing something, it's like, oh, I need like this perk to do it, like it'll be like, oh, I need like science rank 2, and it's like, oh, cool, you know, fucking, oh, I'll keep that in mind, so next time I level up, I'll grab fucking the science rank. Then you look at it, and it's like, oh, I know I need, you know, you need like intelligence, like, you know, your base stat of intelligence to be like 7, and mine's like 5, so it's like, fuck, now I gotta remember to fuck, you know, you gotta level that shit up too, and that wastes, you know, that costs a point, so I'm fucking like all over the fucking place and my stats, but whatever, it works out. Like I said, it's fucking, as long as my main thing is I wanted to get my lock picking and my hacking up all the way, so that's the shit that pisses me off. If I can't get in, it's like, I hate seeing a door that's locked or some shit and I can't get in, that shit pisses me off. But so I get that, that's my main priority, I did that, so everything else is just fucking like whatever, dude. It's, you know, certain shit I'm like, dude, I'd fucking, you know, I seem to be, I'm on fucking, I thought it was on like the level above normal, dude, because I seem to die a lot. It's just like real quick. I mean, fucking not much I can do about it. There's either like a mine or some shit, like fucking like anywhere near a mine, dude, my fucking legs just get blown off, my fucking guy dies, or I'll run into somebody like a minigun and it's like, dude, this guy's just tearing me the fuck up, like fuck, nothing I can do, like fucking, you know, I'm fucking, doesn't matter how quick I fucking throw in like a stim pack, dude, this guy's just gonna fuck me up. But so I'm like, yeah, I must be, I'm looking at it, I'm just on like normal or some shit. It still seems pretty fucking, pretty brutal, which I like. I mean, anything more than that, do you think I'd be like frustrated with it? Like, it's fucking, it's good the way it is. Yeah. Yeah. It's not why I play those games, to fucking have a challenge, you know, like a real like challenge, dude. Everything's pretty, buggy and glitchy enough and like, not like balanced, like tuned to that, yeah, it doesn't fucking, not why I play MD. I'm just going for the fucking exploration fucking aspect of it. Yeah. Speaking of like exploration, dude, I fucking really impressed, dude. I mean, again, once I've like gotten to the groove of it, just how fun it is, just fucking around, finding new areas, finding little stories, dude, hacking the terminals, reading the fucking little things, dude, little, like, every area has its own little story and shit, and, like, you know, it's fucking real cool, like, fucking, like, even, like, whatever, like, an office building is all, like, fucking, like, I found, like, some, like, office building is, you know, this fucking, you know, all the shit in there is, like, emails back and forth between people, and, you know, corporate fucking newsletters, like, oh, make sure you bring your fucking ID cards and blah, blah, blah. And it'll be like, fucking, oh, this person's fired, don't let him in the building and shit. And like, fucking, you know, it's just like cool shit like that. And then like, you find shit in the basement where it's like, you know, the whole point of like the office is they have like some secret fucking like mandate from the fucking government to start making like, you know, mines and shit and fucking like bombs and like fucking like repurposing the factory to make like fucking military grade shit. Just like stuff like that's like real cool. It's just real fun, dude. Like that. I mean, that's like, for me, that's like the main part of the main fucking reason for playing, dude. Just like this little fucking like stories, the environment and shit. You know. Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's in Boston, so a lot of the shit's like, there's the fucking, you know, Swan Lake, dude. There's fucking, you know what I mean? Like shit like that. Like places I've been to and, you know, fucking walked around myself a lot of those fucking areas. So, I mean, that's cool. I mean, though, probably, I will say, maybe not as cool as I thought it would be. It's like, dude, I fucking years ago when I heard fucking it was going to be in Boston. Or, like, that was the rumor anyway. I'm like, oh, it's awesome, dude. Fucking, it'll be cool for fucking places I've been, you know. Oh, it's almost like the, you know, almost the fucking, like, opposite of what I thought. Is I figured, like, as, you know, places I've been to, that's cool to see it, like, an interpretation of it and fucking this, you know, bombed out fucking future and shit. And, you know, I love Fallout, so it's cool to see that, but it's still, it's kind of almost like, you know, it was DC or it was like California and shit. Like, those are places I've never really like been to. I've driven through like DC before, maybe I went when I was like real little, I don't remember it, but it's almost the opposite. It's just like, yeah, I've never been to those places, so it's kind of cool being like, oh, it's just something different I've never seen before, even in fucking real life. So it's like, oh, cool, I'm exploring somewhere I've never been and shit. And it's like, fucking, you know, you're learning all this shit. Like, if you go to the Boston Common, they have like a starts off little puzzle that you can have a little robot guy pops out and he's like, oh, talking about like, oh, this is the Freedom Trail and blah blah blah, like all this, like, you know, Boston history, and that's just kind of been like, you know, hammered into my head and fucking my whole life because I'm from here, you know, from there. I'm from the fucking the post-apocalyptic wasteland of Boston. So it's like, you know, they're talking about like a lot of like history shit I'm pretty like familiar with, you know, I've heard about it. It's like, yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's Paul Revere. Yep. Fucking one if by land, two if by sea. Like, you know, all that shit. It's like, yeah, I mean, that's the shit even like in school and shit, you know, they'd focus on that, you know, since like from like a young age, like more than fucking, you know, other shit, obviously. Like, I don't really know shit about the history of, like, DC, you know? So it's kind of cool being in, like, fucking Fallout 3. Like, oh, cool. Like, what is this place? Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking cool. Like, I'd never think about, like, walking into, like, the Capitol building or something. It's like, now I can, you know? But it's like, you know, shit like that. But, yeah, that fucking, like, starts off like, you know, the Freedom Trail, dude. There's fucking, like, this little robot dude fucking pops up. And he's, like, a tour guide telling you about it. It's just like basically like a red line that goes around like, you know, a couple blocks you can follow. It's almost like a little puzzle because it'll be like fucking like, oh, this, well, where this red line used to be. And now it's cut off. So you got to figure out like, all right, I got to go and like around this building or like over this fucking like, you know, broken, you know, busted down fucking bus and like try to find it again and like fucking like take like a sharp turn. And so you're just like, you know, you're following that and like fucking, once you get to, like, a point of interest, there'll be a round plaque on the ground. And you fucking hit A on the plaque, and he says something. Like, there'll be, like, a red mark, and it'll say, like, whatever, like, you know, A2. And, like, he doesn't know what it is, you know what I mean? Just A2, huh? That's weird. And you fucking, like, keep going, you following it, and it's like, oh, like, fucking, oh, 8D, huh? I'll remember that. It's just funny. It's just like, I'm thinking like the way modern games are like, oh, well, this is going to be part of a quest. You know what I mean? Whenever I get to the end of it, I'm sure I'll just be like a button I press and everything does it like automatically, you know, all these fucking numbers and letters or it'll be like in like my fucking Pip-Boy fucking journal or some shit, like not even thinking. So I fucking like end up going to the end of it and I fucking find like what like the end of the puzzle is, which is just like a big like round thing with a fucking symbol on it. The fucking, it's the underground fucking railroad. Fucking spoilers, I don't give a shit. Fucking fuck you, there's nobody else here, so I can't really spoil anything. And if fucking whatever, dude, if you're worried about getting spoiled, eat a dick, because I fucking whatever, dude, I bought the game fucking day one, dude, and I have a fucking job, so fuck you. Yeah, dude, so it's a fucking, like, it's like the Underground Railroad, and, like, fucking the quest, like, a quest pops up, like, you know, gain access to the Underground Railroad, so I'm like, all right. So there's a fucking, like, a big plaque, the same thing that was on the ground, and it's, you gotta spin it to certain numbers and fucking line them up, you know, line up the fucking, you know, just pretty much just fucking spell out a word in the right order. So I didn't know what the fuck it was, dude. I wasn't writing them down. I'm like, oh, I'll just do it automatically or like whatever, dude. I'm fucking like shit, like it didn't, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, wow, I was fucking like shocked. Like, it didn't fucking like automatically do shit for me. Like, that's how fucking, soft I've become to you from playing these fucking new games, you know? So I'm like, fuck, dude, this is like an actual puzzle. Like, I gotta, like, go through, I had to grab a notebook, dude, and fucking go through again, dude, walk the trail again. It's not just like there's nothing happening. You're going, dude, and there'll be, like, fucking, like, mutants and shit, and, like, raiders, like, attacking you as you're going. So it's like, dude, I gotta go through the whole fucking thing again. I was kind of, like, discouraged at first, and I'm like, nah, you know what, dude, that's pretty cool, dude. I'm good. Good for them. Good for them for not fucking holding my hand that much, you know? Yeah, there's a couple good fucking puzzles I've run into, you know, even like, you know, it's even simple ones, just fucking standard, just like fucking, oh, here's a generator and you get a fucking find out where this fucking red wire goes, you know, and fucking he's gonna follow the red wire to fucking like whatever, it'll be like a terminal, you gotta hack the terminal and fucking figure it out, like whatever. But yeah, dude, there's been a couple, like, I've been impressed, dude, just fucking, oh yeah, another one was like, I was outside this factory and it's fucking like a secret entrance, and it's fucking, there's all like these lasers on the ground. I'm like, oh, it must be just be like, you know, tripwires, you fucking go over them, fucking a, you know, bomb goes off or some shit. But you go through them, nothing happens, it just beeps, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, that's weird. And I fucking found some thing, it's just like pulls up a page, it's like a map, like a hand-drawn fucking map, dude, just like the order you have to fucking like set the trip wires off in order to fucking open up like the, like a secret area, and you just have to fucking go by the map and do it, otherwise you're not getting in there, you know. Again, it's not fucking not like that difficult, but it took me a little bit to figure it out, you know. But once you do, it's pretty cool. I mean, I like that shit, fucking little puzzles like that, it's pretty cool. Then I'm an idiot, and fucking earlier today I was fucking trying to figure out how to get to like the top floor of this building, like inside. I couldn't figure it out, and I was just like hopping on everything, trying to like Elder Scrolls jump my way up. Like, oh, maybe if I fucking go on the soda machine and fucking, you know, if I land the right way on this fucking broken down shit, dude, and hop onto this fucking hanging fucking thing on the ground, dude, like maybe I'll hang a thing from the ceiling, maybe I can hop up there, that's what I'm supposed to do. But, you know, I tried fucking calling my companion. I'm like, oh, maybe if I call her, have her stand here, dude, I can like jump on her head and like fucking like trying to figure out like all the shit. I just do like run in circles this build trying to figure out how to get to the fucking top floor. Or there's like a fucking like a broken down elevator, I'm fucking like shooting the chains on it, dude. I'm like, oh, maybe if I go down, maybe if I fucking plant like C4, dude, or like throw a grenade at it, it'll fucking break up the rubble and the fucking elevator will come. I probably spent like fucking a good 45 minutes trying to figure out the fuck to get to the second floor. But no, I'm just an idiot. You said to like go down to the bottom floor and fucking there's like a set of stairs you can just fucking take off. I'm like, dude, I suck. That's fucking, I'm an idiot. I'm fucking overthinking that maybe a little bit too much. About that time I was doing that, dude, I don't know fucking anybody's preference for companions, dude. I've only found three of them, but right now I got the fucking the robot, the dog that you start with pretty much, then fucking Diamond City, dude. I found the reporter there, Piper, dude. I fucking like her a lot, dude. She's cool. I mean, she's fucking, dude, I got her like dressed up too. Another little pro tip, and I know everybody listens to this podcast for is pretty much just pro tip central from fucking pro gamers like me. But yeah, you can fucking dress them up, dude. You can put them in, like, your companions anyway. Well, Piper, anyway. The only one I've really dicked around with. I know we got, like, dog armor, so you probably do it with the dog, too. But, fuck that dog. The dog's fucking annoying. Yeah, you can fucking, if you go into their inventory, you hit trade with them. And you put, you know, you do that anyway to fucking store your junk and shit. You fucking load them up with the shit that you don't want to carry to fucking lighten your load up, you know? If you do that and you fucking go into their inventory with whatever they have for armor or weapons, you can hit Y and it fucking equips them, so you can fucking put them in like whatever, you put them in a silly costume if you want to, like whatever, you'd hurry just ever in like fucking pretty good fucking combat armor, dude, a fucking skull bandana, fucking like whatever, dude, fucking, you know, pretty decked out, so she can fucking take a beating out. I mean, I'm not like positive it even fucking affects like how much, I'm sure it might, yeah, I hope it does, it's fucking affects like, works like real like gear armor, like she can take more fucking hits and shit. I gave her a fucking sniper rifle and fucking, you know, I don't know if they use that much ammo, dude. I gave her like a couple hundred rounds of ammo. She seems to fucking always have pretty much the same amount, but yeah, so she's got a fucking silent sniper rifle, dude, all decked out in fucking armor and shit. And it's like, dude, it's fucking cool just to fucking, you know, have her around. And, good thing with her too, dude. Just get her fucking, get her to like you, like fucking, you know, some shit, like fucking, you know, if you steal something or you fucking do certain things, they like you, like certain companions like or dislike certain shit, like hers, dude. She fucking loves you, dude. If you fucking pick locks, it was fucking real easy, dude. She's been picking locks, dude, and she fucking like pretty much fell in love with me. So I was like, all right, that's cool, dude. It's fucking easy enough. So I was in that fucking thing, dude. I ended up fucking. In that same place I was fucking lost, dude, I ended up fucking, you know, I said, like, oh, if you go to sleep near a mattress, go to sleep in a fucking bed or some shit, like, near your companion, like, it gives you, like, a boost, like a fucking lover's embrace boost or some shit, so I was like, oh, cool, I can fucking go bang her. So I ended up fucking, like, going to, like, in this fucking, like, real rundown, shitty building, like, body parts everywhere, dude, all these fucking dead super mutants everywhere, dude, and I fucking ended up, yeah, dude, first time I bang her, dude, in this fucking broken down building, dude, all these fucking super mutant torsos and, like, heads and dead bodies everywhere. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking awesome. First time, dude, first time, dude, welcome to my world. That was fucking funny as shit. It doesn't really, like, dude, it's not like cutscenes or nothing. It's not like fucking, like, you know, it's not like fucking Mass Effect where it's like a cutscene of fucking, you know, a real bad fucking awkward cutscene of her, dude, like her tits or some shit or fucking like her ass, dude. You guys like bang, it's just like whatever, dude. You just go to sleep and wake up. A little fucking, get a little Pip Boy graphic, dude, to fucking, the Vault Boy, dude, give me a little fucking thumbs up or some shit. And it says like Lover's Embrace perk. It's fucking goofy, dude. It's fucking not much to it, but it's funny. I liked it, dude. Other thing I found out, too, is she's fucking cool as shit. You end up fucking recording. I recorded a clip, dude. It was fucking definitely, like, I had to grab that for fucking, to preserve it. I fucking had no idea she could, like, the companions could do that. I do this, but I was fucking, like, I'm in a building, I'm getting shot up, like, a turret and a couple dudes up on, like, the, you know, second or third floor inside the building, so I'm fucking focusing on that. And I fucking hear her, like, doing her thing, like, off to my left on the same floor, dude, and I'm fucking taking care of, like, the turrets and shit up there. And I fucking turn, and I look, dude, and she's fucking, dude, she fucking, like, completely drop kicks it, dude. She fucking, like, if we call it, like, a drop kick, dude, she takes his legs out and just fucking jumps at him, fucking kicks him in the legs, dude. He fucking falls the fuck down, dude, flips him over. As he's getting up, dude, she just takes her fucking silenced fucking sniper rifle out, dude, and fucking just in his back, dude, just fucking point blank, dude, just fucking fucked him up, decides to shoot at him and drop him. Shit was awesome. So that's fucking cool, too. I've heard fucking, Slick Bunny there was telling me, yeah, he saw, like, he just hit some other companion. They were doing other shit. Like, they'd fucking, like, pick somebody up and, like, body slam them and shit and, like, crazy shit like that. Like, and I've only really spent time with her, you know? So, fucking, like, I don't know. I like her. I don't know if I want to. I'll see what the other ones are like. Either the companions, but she's fucking pretty cool. Yeah, dude, so. So we took, I was speaking of companions, yeah, fucking the Codsworth, the fucking, the robot you start with, dude, this shit was getting weird, dude. I was starting to wonder if I was going to end up fucking him, dude, just because, like, hey, you know, he's your fucking butler robot, and, you know, you talk to him, you know, shit'll pop up, like, oh, Codsworth likes you, and blah, 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 you can talk to him, he's like, oh, you know, talk to him about your relationship, and he's talking, he's like, you know, pretty much, like, supposed to be, like, your butler, or, like, your family, he's like, oh, like, fucking, like, like fucking, do you think think of us as more than friends and shit? He's like, oh, we'll see and shit. He's like, dude, am I gonna end up like fucking this robot? Like that would have been like something, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, maybe I'll keep him around, but I don't know. I like fucking Piper, so we'll see. Yeah, dude, fucking just wandering around, dude. Another cool thing, dude, if you ever go to fucking one place I'd recommend, dude, to fucking not spoil, dude, is Swan Lake. A little surprise in there. I fucking just stumbled upon, dude. That was fucking really cool. I've heard other people talk about it too. It's not like a real hidden secret, dude. I mean, it's fucking pretty much like the center, I think. Like one of the main points to stumble across. Like, you know, it's hard to miss. It's pretty, you know, it's like the swan boats and shit in the lake, you know. Yeah, but you'll stumble across it eventually. But definitely poke around there for a little bit. There's a good surprise waiting in there. Even shit like that too. Like, you know, places I've been to. You see that Swan Lake, it's real small, and it's just like, you look at it, it's like, ah, it's just like, you know, they must have just scaled it back, just fucking, you know, made it small, like, not thought anything about it, dude. Then you find, like, a fucking, like, little tape on the ground, like, the groundskeeper, when he talks about, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, if we keep having to fucking, like, scale back and scale back on this lake, dude. Now it's pretty much just like a puddle with, like, a fucking swan boat in it, you know, You know, like the fucking, this is a little paddle, like paddle boat, I think, that fucking, you know, tourists go into and shit, and they fucking paddle you around the fucking lake in the middle of Boston. But it's cool they fucking, like, thought of that. Just, you know, yeah, maybe they just, you know, they obviously just scale it back. They don't want, like, a giant lake in the fucking middle of everything. But, yeah, they fucking have, like, you know, little background to it of why it's so small. It's just like that groundskeeper complaining, like, fucking, oh, you keep fucking filling in the lake and making it smaller, you know what I mean? It's fucking cool they thought of that, or Bob that put it in there. Yeah, definitely check that out. Yeah, it's fucking cool, dude. Yeah, it's fucking, like I said, it's fucking definitely fucking sticking its hooks into me, like, fucking, that's, like, my go-to now. Like I said, I kept, like, bouncing back and forth between fucking Tomb Raider and, Fallout, but now that I'm done with Tomb Raider, man, it's fucking just, like, that's what I start off with, dude. As soon as I get out of work or, like, whatever, fucking, my starting point is fucking Fallout, and it's fucking definitely just, yep, game's fucking great. I really, really like it. ran into a couple bugs. I mean, nothing too major. I mean, fuck, you know, again, it is fucking Bethesda game. I said it before the game even came out. It's just like, it's expected. You expect there's going to be fucking bugs. It's just such an open world, you know? And nothing major. I get caught up in, like, scaffolding a couple times. Like, fuck, dude, I just can't get out of here. Like, I gotta reload, so I can't fucking, you know, just flat out fucking stuck in this shit. That's, you know, that's fucking not fun, but. And again, the fucking, usually the, you only gonna lose, like, usually 10 minutes at the most. He's fucking back out, like, whatever. I lost fucking Codsworth at one point, and I'm like, I don't know where the fuck he is, and I'm like, he must be, like, back, dude. I went back to, like, some other, he was, like, inside a building somewhere, just, like, stuck. He had to fucking walk up and just give him a little push, and he fucking found his way out, like, shit like that, dude. It did lock up on me once, just completely, just fucking locked up, fucking froze for no reason. It's fucking whatever. Is it a back out? Fucking restart. I mean, that shit sucks. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. Fucking, little things. I mean, you know, it's fucking the big fucking talking point now is, oh, how come they get a pass, and how come they get, you know, if it was another game, dude, everyone would just be, like, complaining about it, and they just give fucking Bethesda a pass because everyone expects it, and, like, that's unacceptable. And I've been thinking about it. Yeah, it's been fucking, you know, talked about before, fucking, like, so the games are so fucking, like, big, like, I think it's, like, you know, be pretty much impossible to fucking, you can change so much about, like, everything. You can pick up, like, every little object in that fucking world. Like, not like everything, but most of the shit, you know what I mean? There's not a lot that's just, like, locked down, just, like, static, just fucking, you can't do anything about this. It's just how it is. Like, it's not just, like, fucking art assets on the fucking, you know what I mean? A lot of it you can fucking pick up, like, move around, either like, grabbing your fucking inventory or fucking just, you know, whole day and fucking throw it across the room and fucking bodies you can fucking pile up and fucking, you know, there's a lot, there's so much shit you can do in the fucking game. So they can't really fucking, like, keep track, you know what I mean? Like, how are they gonna, it's almost impossible, you know, to fucking, like, bug test every little thing that, you know, people are gonna do. But, you know, if it's gonna toss up between that and having, like, this fucking, like, super polished, like, fucking, you know, like, fucking, but you wouldn't be able to do as much shit, dude. I'd much rather have fucking how it is, you know. I'll deal with the bugs, dude. Again, as long as they don't fucking break the game, like, completely and fucking make it so you can't fucking finish it, you know. It's just fucking, as long as none of the major quests break or none of the fucking, most of the side quests fucking work, dude, like, whatever. I'd rather deal with that. I was thinking it's more of like, I'd complain about, you know, where, like, these B-tier games, like, fucking, not like these AAA, just, like, polished, like, over-polished fucking things. Either used to be, like, a step below that, where it'd be, like, oh, it'd be, like, a lot of interest and shit, like, going on, you know, where they'd fucking, like, experiment and fucking, like, try shit out and, like, but it wasn't, like, some fucking, like, gay indie game that's fucking, like, you know, one guy made fucking, had like one idea and he fucking, it barely works. He made some shitty fucking narrative around it and everyone fucking, like, sucks it off like it's fucking, like, a good game or it's a piece of shit. Like, fucking between that and, like, the AAA, like, we're, like, the B tier, like, fucking, oh, we have good ideas and we're gonna polish it up, and that's pretty much what they are, dude. Like, what the fucking these Bethesda games are, dude. It's just fucking, like, good ideas. He's kind of a small team. I think there's only, like, a little over 100 people fucking work on the games, you know. They're not worried about, like, having a little bit of fucking jank around the edges, you know. As long as it's fucking, they're not going to take shit out to fucking make sure that it's not going to break, you know what I mean? Like, in order for it to be, like, completely buggy, they'd have to, like, work backwards instead of taking shit out. They'd have to think, like, instead of thinking, like, oh, I'm going to add a bunch of shit and fucking, you know, add a bunch of shit, add shit on top of shit until fucking the game pretty almost, like, explodes and breaks, you know, like how it is now. And then they might even scale it back from there a little bit, you know what I mean? Just to fucking, like, all right, we can't do this. Like, fucking, this is really too much shit to fuck up with, like, you know. But they'd have to, like, work completely backwards of, like, fucking, like, okay, well, you know. These are the basics and fucking, like, you know what I mean? Oh, it's, you know, a little bug, dude. Just take it out. Take out this whole feature to make it not crash. Like, take out this whole thing to fucking make sure that the frame rate stays, you know what I mean? Like, they have to work backwards. And I don't think that that would be a very good game. Like, it'd be fucking, like, every other fucking static fucking over-polished fucking game, dude. It'd be, like, nothing to it. Yeah. Keep it the way it is. Yeah, fucking... deal with the fucking bugs for now, you know. Yeah, that's Fallout again. Fucking sat late. The more I'm playing it, the more I'm fucking just completely fucking sinking its hooks into me. I'm fucking liking it. So yeah, a couple of the little things, dude. Little tidbits before I get off. It's already been an hour, believe it or not. Yeah, dude, South Park, I mean, I said before, dude, this season's been pretty good, like, really good, fucking funny with the, a lot of the anti-PC shit. It's fucking pretty funny. I mean, if that's been, like, the main, like, main story of this season, it's been fucking really good. A couple of the other ones, fucking, I didn't think were that good, like, the one-off, like, not connected to that, or fucking just, like, you know, their own story, I thought were, eh, I don't know, but, yeah, dude, like, the main story has been fucking great. It's funny, dude, fucking last week was fucking, Jimmy, dude, is the fucking, the retarded kid of the fucking, the cripple, the fucking, he's got the, whatever, dude, the fucking crutches and shit. He getting fucking called in the PC principal's office, because fucking, he was the, editor of the fucking, the school newspaper, and he's fucking used the word retarded, you know what I mean? So he's getting in all sorts of trouble and shit, and he just, like, goes on, like, this fucking rant about, like, well, you know, fucking, like, that's the word that best described it, and fucking, you know what I mean? He's like, awful, like, free speech and shit. I just thought it was fucking hysterical, and fucking, it reminded me a lot of fucking, you know, like, why I started this fucking whole shit show of a fucking project, dude. Like, the grunt, you made his own little grunt free press, dude. It was like my own, it's like my biography in fucking South Park form, dude. It was great. Fucking getting into arguments, dude. Like, fucking, you know, fucking, like, oh, I could fucking, you know, ah, this is good. It's fucking, that show is fucking brilliant, dude. Again, yeah, another little thing, fucking not really, game related, but worth mentioning. Yeah, I fucking stayed again, dude. And I fucking talked about Friday the 13th fucking forever, dude. Like, fucking, well, for like a month of the Kickstarter was going, but I'm a big Mystery Science Theater 3000 fan, and I guess the show's coming back, which is cool. I mean, fucking, like, I don't know where it's airing. I'm not going to fucking whatever, dude. I like Mystery Science Theater 3000, but, you know, the two hosts in that show was fucking Joel and, Mike, and Joel was, like, the creator. Joel Hodgson was the creator of that. So, I mean, like, yeah, he's cool, like, whatever, dude, it's cool. Like, a lot of, Mike Nelson was the head writer, and fucking, Joel ended up leaving, and whatever, dude, I'm not gonna get into the fucking whole history, but, I mean, it's fucking, like, I think Joel, I'm not really a big fucking Joel Hodgson fan, dude. I don't think that guy's that funny, but fucking he created the show, so, like, whatever. I mean, he's got fucking, you know, he had some good episodes, but fucking, it's also early, dude, but fucking the old, like, the newer ones, and by newer, I mean, like, the ones that were only, like, 15, 20 years ago, as opposed to, like, 30, but the Mike ones I like, dude, and, like, he split off and did his own thing with fucking Riff Trax. I think I like Riff Trax more than fucking Mystery Science Theater, just because it's all just, like, audio, and they can fucking, it's not, like, Mystery Science Theater would take a lot of, like, public domain movies, and fucking, that's how they'd get away with fucking showing them and doing their voiceovers and shit, their fucking commentary and shit. Like, that's how they'd get away with it. But, Riff Tracks is fucking, they do whatever the fuck they want. They're just putting out audio, you know? And it's fucking like, oh, if it lines up with the fucking movie, I don't know. Like, that's weird. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like a little loophole they do. I think that's fucking pretty smart. And I think it's funnier because they do like fucking, you know, mainstream movies and shit. Like, dude, they're Twilight, dude. The Riff Tracks on Twilight, dude. Fucking hysterical. Like, that's fucking one of the funniest things I fucking heard, dude. It's fucking really good. But, yeah, so Mystery Science Theater is coming back. I don't know too many details. It's just, I mean, I'll check it out when it comes out. I mean, I don't know where it's showing or what the details are, but it's a Kickstarter for it. I guess it's already hit its goal and shit, so it's happening. But let's see how it turns out. But, yeah, Riff Tracks has fucking been around for, like, a while now, like, I don't know, like 5-10 years, dude. They're still putting shit out. One thing they did, I'm buying, dude, is fucking, they did a fucking, commentary for The Wizard, the fucking Fred Savage fucking movie, when Super Mario Brothers 3 was coming out. And I haven't seen that in fucking, like, forever, like, fucking, since it came out, dude. I remember fucking watching it a shit ton when it came out, but I ended up buying that, because I'm like, dude, I gotta fucking see that, dude. That's probably pretty fucking funny. So, fucking, like, yeah, I'll fucking never watch that at some point, dude. Give you a yay or nay on that, but it sounds, I can't imagine it's bad, dude. That movie itself is so fucking terrible and fucking just like a long commercial for Nintendo and Super Mario Bros. 3, but it'd be fucking funny. It would have been funny watching the movie on its own, but fucking them fucking riffing it, I'm sure it'll be fucking hysterical. But, yeah, that's it. It's been Grunt Free Fresh Podcast, episode 19. I am Absolute Deicide from gruntfreepress.com. Go over, check the site out. Comment, yeah, I got community shit. Hit that tab. Comment in the forums. Give me some feedback there. You can email me, podcast@gruntfreepress.com for, you know, questions. Yeah, tell me how much I suck and, yeah. Either or, I mean, I'll fucking whatever. I'll either read them or I won't, but yeah, give it a shot. Yep, that's it. And, Charlie Sheen has AIDS.
They'll know my name.